Just one interesting ha'ara that I saw from Reuven Margolis and Tzayt Seyar before we go weiter, and that is, say the way Rabbah was mefarish the Mishnah, and say the way Rav is mefarish the Mishnah, the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to say, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, even if you're bringing the get from Kfar Ludim, it's shaloi tachloik b'medina sayah. It's a loy plug. Meaning, you can debate Rekim and Cheger, but it doesn't sound like you can debate Kfar Ludim. If the reason is Lefi Shein Bekin Lishma, that for sure Bekin Lishma. And if the reason is Lefi Shein Shiaris Mitzuyas Lekaimai, there are Shiaris Mitzuyas Lekaimai. The reason Rabbi Eliezer would hold that you say B'fanai Nechtav, B'fanai Nechtav, even from Kfar Ludim, it's based on the fact that there's a svara to say Shemlai Tachloik B'medina Sayam. So Kedarki B'Kodesh, Rab Reuven Margolis, he brings a whole bunch of examples where this was Shitosai Shor Rabbi Eliezer. We've just spoken so much about Rabbi Eliezer over the years, so it's just geschmack every time there's a base medrash with a chiddush in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. And that is that Rabbi Eliezer always had this shita where he tries to make everything work 100%. So for example, mention two, Yevamistav Kufches Amad Aleph, in the sugi of Kiddushei Miyun, which is a complicated sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chayzrani al kol study chachamim. I went through all the shitas of the chachamim. V'loi matzasi adam shehishve midoisa biktana. And the only shita I found that was consistent in terms of the way he treats a ktana and halacha is Rabbi Eliezer. Sha'asa Rabbi Eliezer kimetayel asimai b'chatzir v'ymedes mecheke v'tayvelis v'ychelis b'chumul er. Whatever the sugya there is. But the bottom line is, the one shita that he was consistent and he was hishva mitasoi is shnitas Rabbi Eliezer. Another example he brings is a Mishnah in the Sechta Shkolin. It's Taf Yud Beis Amar Aleph in Yerushalmi, where the Gemara is talking about a halacha of someone's makdish or his nechasim, what goes to Betek Abayis, what's kachim is bech. Om Rabbi Akiva, roi ani es divi Rabbi Eliezer mi divi Rabbi Yeshua, shen Rabbi Eliezer hishva es midoisa, v'ilu Rabbi Yeshua chile. So he says, this is always midosa ish Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer was hishva es midoisa. So yeshmak etzushtal, here too, Rabbi Eliezer is hishva es midoisa. He says that if Chazal made a takono, that I maybe get tzorach shiyoim Rabbi fanei nechtav, fanei nechtav, I'm going to split hairs, I'm going to say, reckon the cheger, yeah, but kvaludim not, shalai tachloik b'medina sayam. This is another Rebbe Eliezer that's being hishve midoysav, where he's implementing a certain consistency into the law. And that is every single part of chutz laretz, you're going to have this halach.